Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we're going to just talk about not having any motivation. I was literally laying on my bed thinking, what should I do this podcast about? I've got no motivation. I don't know what to say. I'm not sure if I can be bothered. You know, what's the point? I'm just tired and yeah, like, meh. So I thought, let's just riff about that. Let's talk about it. If I'm feeling it, others do, and it's normal, and it's pretty cool to be able to share that experience while it's happening. So let's dive in. Okay, so yeah, this podcast probably won't be long. You know, I won't keep you too long for this one. Maybe I will, I don't know. I'll just keep discussing how I'm feeling or, you know, what's running through my head. Have you had those days where you just feel body tired? You know, we're currently in a position at the moment where Holly got COVID Friday last week. It is now, I'm recording this one on a Tuesday, and we've kind of been locked down for 4 or 5 days, which normally I don't mind. I'm quite happy to be quite introverted and have some time to myself. But I think when you're locked down, you naturally want the opposite. You know, it's like the minute someone says you cannot go outside, I want to go outside. I want to run free. Free as an eagle, you know, kind of thing. The minute they say you can go outside as much as you like, I don't want to get off the couch. It's kind of like opposite world sometimes, right? Not sure if I'm the only one who feels like that, but it is tough. And, you know, sometimes I find that my mind is so, you know, it's so powerful. I can just spend some time laying on the bed daydreaming, and that can be enjoyable when I have no motivation. Or watching some TV, I can get completely enthralled in a Netflix series and go through 8 hours of it. Like, I don't do that often, but, you know, if I'm in the mood and I just can't be motivated to do anything, you know, that's one of my go-tos. I'm really laid back. But yeah, this COVID thing's been tough, right? You know, I'm not the only one who's experiencing this. We're very lucky with where we are. We've got a bit of space. We're very, very lucky. But I still just want to curl up in bed and not do this podcast right now. You know, that's the truth. Like, I don't really, you know, usually I care that I want people to like the podcast, or the individual episodes is probably a better frame for that. But for this one, I'm just like, hey, I just feel like crap. And yeah, like, I could sit here and say I have 100 different techniques of how to get out of feeling like this. But, you know, I kind of know the technique I'm using, and this technique is the easiest one, is the best one I found, is give yourself time and space. If you're feeling like this, remember that it's not a lifetime thing. I'm not going to feel like this probably even tomorrow or the next day. You know, even if it takes a day or two to clear up, it'll go, and I'll just keep going. But instead of fighting it, just go with it. Go with the stream for a little bit and just let it happen. Just go and have a nap. Go relax. Just take your mind off of it. Let it pass. Let it all move forward, and you can keep going. You know, it's not, and I think the important thing here is you might be listening going, oh, is he anxious? Is he just depressed? Definitely not anxious. I've got no issue with the future. I'm not depressed. I'm not angry at the past or have any issues or that. Yeah, it's no negative in that respect. It's just like your energy has come right down to the ground. And it's like, you look at your purpose and the things you're working towards, and you just feel like, I'll get there. I'm just confident I'll get there, even if I take a few days off to just mentally chill. You know, it's like, and it's the weirdest thing about this feeling that I'm trying to articulate is, you know, feeling unmotivated. There is a part, the growth that dyslexic growth part of me that just wants to do something to fix it. It wants to do more. You've got to do something. You know, I've taken a few days off, a couple of days off work with all this as well. And I'm sure my employees are just frustrated at me because I keep sticking my nose in to try and help out and do stuff. They're probably like, stop micromanaging us, you know, and all this stuff. And so I've had to actually kind of tell myself to stop contacting them. If they've got a problem, they'll contact me. You know, you've built a business where you can take a week off and the world won't end. You know, just take that week off. You know, do the childcare thing. You know, just be who you are and where you are. And it can be one of the toughest things just to be present when your mind always wants to race off. Being present is so challenging. And that's what I'm talking about, is saying, hey, I'm in this weird zone. Now I could keep trying to drive myself to do something different, to change my experience. Or I can just sit in my experience. I can say, hey, it's a bit weird at the moment, but I'll continue. I'll survive. I'll keep moving forward. And I'll keep going. And that's what I really want to share today. Like, it's okay. You know, I'm not angry at myself for this. I'm not frustrated at how my mind works, my head, my body. I'm just like, it's okay. I'm kind of giving my brain a giant hug, if you can imagine that, going, it's fine. You know, you don't have to be full of energy and hope all the time. You know, the world doesn't revolve around you, Stephen, is what I'm saying to myself. Is the world will keep going. You will keep going. It's okay to take a break. You know, and it's tough to hear that. And I find it tough to hear that even when I say it to myself. So I thought, hey, why not say it to the world in a podcast, right? You know, because it's easy for me to come up with three amazing things you could do to get yourself out of a funk. But I think it's also important to realize you can just be that funk for a bit. It's okay. It's okay. And the only way I think sometimes to get out of it is to let it go. Do you know what I mean? It's like you can swim against the water for as long as you like, but sometimes if you spend more time just keeping your head above the water and let the water take you where it needs to take you, you sometimes get to where you need to go without fighting it. Just, you know, if you're ever in a river, don't take this advice literally is all I can say. But, you know, I can't hold responsibility for that. But yeah, I just wanted to share that. This isn't a long podcast. It's just me going, I'm going to relax over the Easter break. I'm going to take some time to breathe. And I'm going to come back stronger after it. But yeah, I just wanted to do a real, real podcast. Have an epic rest of your day, guys. And I'll be back in a couple of days.